Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the new world screwworm issues that they're having in Mexico. We've been hearing about this for several months now, and obviously there are many different ways you can try to combat something like this, but the way that seems to be the most effective is to breed sterile male flies and release them and overcome the natural male population so that the female screwworms, when they mate, they only mate once and then lay eggs and die. Those eggs will be infertile, and that has been proven to be very practical in the past. The problem is we've got a fairly large area to cover when you think about a country the size of Mexico. So what is our best way to safeguard our dairies as well as our animal industries here in the U.S.? Well, the fly breeding program is a very, very important part of that, and the U.S. is investing quite a bit in both breeding facilities as well as methods to disperse those flies that are produced from that process. And we'll continue to do that. Eradication is what we're shooting for, not control, but eradication or elimination of these flies will be a great protection to our dairy industry and other animal industries here in the United States. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to be diligent and keep track of what's going on with this new world screwworm.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.